Hello, Audio Boo. I'm just going to try and poach an egg in this new piece of equipment we've got called an egg boiler. But you can poach eggs in it, so that's what I'm going to do. I've got a little cup here. It's got markings inside that say high, medium and low, or hard, medium and soft or something. So I've got to find you. They're quite easy to find. Okay, she says. Yeah, there we go. So I'm going to fill this cup. There's a little cup. It's a plastic cup and it's got a spike underneath, like you get on the top of a toothpaste lid. And that's for when you're boiling eggs, for putting a hole in it. I can't remember the reason for putting a hole in it, but I think it was something to do with letting the steam out or something. That's all right, like that, darling.
If you look for it medium, right?
Yeah, that is medium, isn't it?
That's medium.
Yeah.
If that is medium, you think that's all right? What has done there?
I think it's a little bit more.
No, it's
not. You think a tiny bit more?
You need more than that.
No, that's too much. Look, isn't that too much? It's a bit fiddly to get it. Oh, this is the first time I've done it though.
That's on number. That'll be between number 2 and 3. Now, feel that's where you know where number 2 and 3 is.
Yeah, but I won't remember.
That's maybe.
Okay, so that's alright, isn't it?
Mm.
Right, so now it's a round piece of electrical equipment. Is it plugged in?
Yeah, well, turn it off.
Yeah. And then.
Put that thing inside if you want.
There's a steamer tray. Now I'm going to pour the water in on top of that. Right, now what bit goes next? This bit, doesn't it? Now there's a flat round plastic plate that can fit 7 eggs in it, but I'm not going to use that, because that's for boiling.
To a coating plate, lightly wipe the poaching tray with oil or butter.
Is that the right? I know I've got to do that, but is that the right way up? Does it matter which way up it goes?
What
you've
got to remember there is, see that place there, that one.
Oh yeah, that's got to be upwards. Right, now that can go out the way. Now where's the poaching tray? Here it is. I've got to lightly wipe it with what? Oil or butter? I'm going to do butter. Now the poaching tray is weird, because they're going to come out as, they're like quarters, and they're going to come out like poached eggs are going to be triangles. How long does it take to poach this egg? Is it 17 minutes? So I'm not going to stay on audio but all that time. I'll come off and come back when it's nearly done. I'm just going to get a piece of butter. Okay, that can stay up because I'm going to have it on a piece of toast. I should have explained this a bit better. When I get the hang of it, I will. So they don't stick, I suppose. I'll give that to Louf. I hope he eats that now. Right, now. Then you put the tray on top of the bit where the boiling eggs go. Like that, don't you, darling?
Come on, I'll put where licking is.
Right, have you put
there's
that
on? There's going on there.
Right, what did you crack your egg in? This is the bit where it might go wrong. I hope I don't break the yolk.
Bubbles haven't come with it as well.
Alright, can you just pass me something to...
They put lick in that shit. What?
Can you pass me something to crack the egg in?
To crack the hold on. Place egg, wipe with that, sorry. Break one egg for each portion of egg. You can put up before it's...
Yeah, but I need to break it into something. I can't just break it into that.
So what do you want?
A small cup. You know, there's a cup with that, that Connor got me in Paris, that shallow one.
Can you crack it in there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'll look for one for you.
A bowl will do, actually.
Into a small cup?
Yeah, just get a bowl, a cereal bowl, darling, that'll do. One of those round ones, there's only one in there.
Well, what I'm just thinking, you can pack it in that thing there, and it'll rinse it.
No, I don't want to do that. It might tip over when I'm doing it, and then it's going to get broken.
You want that teacup?
No, not that one. Just get me a bowl, please. Thank you. Yes. There, that's it. Oh, now I hope I'm going to be able to do this without breaking the yolk, you see. Will you two animals just get out from under my feet, please? I've got Toof Toof and Chief Wackaboo-Boo being a pain.
I didn't know animals like water.
All animals, yeah, they do. It's because it's got a salty kind of taste, I think. Anyway, I've got a knob of butter and I've wiped it round the... I put it on the four things. I don't know why I did that, because I'm only doing one egg. Unless you want one, do you, darling?
Yeah, do two.
Oh, God. Right, how am I going to pour this in without it going everywhere? Am I heading the right way? Because they're very small compartments.
Is it
in? All of it? Let's get the other egg. So we've got it on for doing 2 to 3, haven't we? See, I can poach an egg in a saucepan, but I never get it coming out the right shape. It comes out like...
Don't move it too much, because it's filled to the brims. It's going to tip over.
Okay, well, I have to turn it so that
I can... Turn it. I mean, I'm not saying don't move it too
much. Yeah, I just want to get it to another position, so... Mines! These animals are really annoying when they get under my feet in the kitchen.
They're still both licking their lips.
Well, they're not getting any more. It was the tiniest bit of butter they had between them. And I'm sure they thought it was really lovely, but that's all they're getting. Because this is my breakfast, or our breakfast, not theirs. Okay. Pour this in. It is a bit fiddly, but I think I'd get used to it. Divi?
Pardon?
Is it going the right way?
Just aim for it, you can do it.
And that's it. Now I'm going to put the lid on. What happens is, because of the amount
can't
of...
Can't in that place.
I know. There. That's it. Is it on properly? Yeah. Here's the thing. When the water steams out of it is when it's all gone. That's when the egg is done. So
you don't have to do your toast now.
No, I'm not doing my toast. I don't know where this is plugged in. There, is that it?
Yeah. Then you turn the on button on.
Now where's the on button again?
On the side of it. There.
Oh yeah. Does it make a noise?
Yeah. You give it some time. Yeah.
Right, I'll leave it on a little bit and then I'll turn the radio off. Right, everybody. I want to see what noise it makes. Well, I'm actually going to make myself some tea. Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, I know you're supposed to put... When you put a poached egg, or an egg to poach in a saucepan with a little bit of water in the bottom, you're supposed to put vinegar in there so that it stays together. excuse me, which I think does work, but I think it works to a degree. It's not very easy to get it out, I find. So this should be easier because it's not in the water. Welcome everyone's okay. I haven't taken part in October this year. Whoops, drop the kitchen roll on the floor, and then tread on the end of it, why not? Stupid thing. Yeah, I'm not taking part in October this year. I've kind of like really out of the habit of doing audio booze. I'd kind of like to get back into it again. But not the lot's been, well, there's quite a few things happening, but I'll probably try and do that in another update, I think. Actually, I'm not going to make my tea yet, so I'll just get the cup ready. With the tea bag and milk. Wind out the way, 2 feet. Right, let's see if you can hear this. It's already very hot. The lid gets very hot because it's metal. Ow. But there is a little thing you can lift it up by that's plastic. And that's what you take it off with. It's a nice shape. It's like an egg upside down with the pointed bit up. It's kind of round. It's meant to be like that. And there's one hole in the top. It's a metal lid. And plastic base, and then when you take the lid off, if it's as it is now, you've got a small round plastic tray with 4 triangular compartments, like it's been cut into quarters. That's where you poach it. If you take that off underneath, which I haven't got any eggs, I don't know if you can poach and boil at the same time. You probably can. There's a round plastic piece of equipment. It's very small and it's very light, with 7 holes. There's 6 around the outside and 1 in the centre, where you can boil up to 7 eggs. To boil them, you pierce the top, you pierce the big end, and you stand it in with that upwards, you know, the rounder end of the egg. And then underneath that is like a, I don't know what it's called in the instructions, like a steamer tray. It's like a little tray with holes in. You lift that out to put the water in on the base of the equipment, where it's just like a little shallow water tray, which is part of the base. You can't take that off. But I put the water in through the little tray. So I don't know how many minutes this has been doing for yet, but I will go and come back in a while. Right, this is the alarm. I missed it, but that means they're done. So you've got to turn it off. Now what do? Put my toast on. Should have done that first. Right. Is it all right to leave them in there, do you think? Just till my toast's done. I think it will be.
You can remove eggs immediately to prevent overpoaching.
Okay.
Right, this is a small spatula to remove.
What did you use?
I just picked it out with my hand.
You're mad.
This is poached egg. I think this is different. That was a poached egg I did.
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh, I was forgetting you didn't do poached egg. Right, I'm lifting the lid off now. You have to. Oh dear. You have to be careful that. Yeah, I know. Oh, they smell nice. Right, I don't think this bit's going to be easy though. I don't think it's going to be easy.
Just pick it from the middle. See the centre there.
Yeah, I know that you can do that, but I wonder if I could just. Do you think if I tipped it upside, some of it's leaked? Look.
It went over.
It overflowed.
Yeah. But it's well poached, don't you think?
Yeah, it's well poached. Oh, do you think if I tip it upside down, they'll come out?
I don't think so. I'll just hold it in the back, middle spot, lads, in the. Just turn around there.
They're not coming out, are they?
Oh, hold on. If you get like a knife, yeah, that bottom knife, that's beautiful.
Is it coming out? I don't know if it's going to come out one piece. Whee! That kind of did. That's yours. I'm recording again, by the way. Wind out the way, Loopy, because you're really, really a pain. I'm just going to... to. Is that the instructions? Put them safely away now. Don't want to lose them. I think I know how to do it, but I'm not sure about cleaning it. Oh, I think you can wash all those parts in a... How's it coming out, darling? I think what I'd... you're eating it. I think what I would do if I was doing it here on my own is... I'll eat this bit. Is to... You know why they're overfocused? Because they're large eggs. I think what I would do...
I think this is half-pushed egg,
it's probably because I left it when it... I quite like hard poached egg though. Where's my butter? Where's the knife, darling? Thanks. Yeah, I think I would leave it to cool down a bit before I got it out. But
it'll get more harder, isn't
it? No, I won't leave it in there. I'll take it out in the stand thing and put it on a plate. Till it cools down a bit, and then it'll be easier to get out. Do you know what I mean? It's not, mine's not hard. It's soft in the middle. Look, it's really nice.
Mine's hard actually.
Oh, that's weird. That is weird. Right, I'm gonna have my tea. Should I fill the kettle up too full? I'm not supposed to lift it up with my right arm because of my fistula. Right, everyone, I'll come back and let you know what I thought of it. You don't want to hear me eating. Okay, the poached egg was really nice. They're very much, obviously very much like boiled eggs. If you have them, you know, you can have them like lightly done or medium or hard. Mine would say, I would say medium to well done. I think they taste a little bit nicer. They're a cross between a boiled egg and a fried egg, because with this boiler you have to put that little bit of butter in, or oil, and I didn't want to put oil, so I put butter. It's light spreadable butter. Put that in there, so it made it taste a little bit different. And it was only a tiny coating, but yeah, it was really, really, really nice. Very, very nice breakfast. Just with one piece of brown toast. And I'm in here with my tea. Washing the unit is quite easy. You wipe the... You're meant to use distilled water in it, which I actually didn't, but... because if there's a mineral build-up, it can discolour the shells on the eggs, but that doesn't really matter to me. But I will try and do that in future. But anyway, you wipe the base, because all the water's evaporated, so you wipe the base with kitchen towel and you wash all the plastic components. I don't know if they can go in the dishwasher, but they don't really get that dirty, so I'll just wash them in hot soapy water and then just replace everything, and that's it. So obviously you don't immerse the base, because that's got the electrical components, the element and everything, although you can't see that it's inside the casing. Yeah, I think it's really nice, and I will probably use it for boiling eggs, because if I want to do several for everybody, you know, I am not really supposed to lift anything. I mean, not that the boiled eggs would be really that heavy, but it will be easier. I'm not supposed to lift anything too heavy with my right hand now. So if I wanted to make a big batch of boiled eggs for a salad, or for making it for sandwiches with egg mayonnaise or something, I would definitely use that rather than saucepan, because I don't have to lift anything heavy. And with saucepans, I've got to carry them right from one end of the kitchen to the other, because it hasn't happened yet, touch wood. But if you do anything if you exert your arm too much with heavy bags or anything like that, it can actually, not so much now because my fistula is fairly new, but later on when it bleeds more easily, can actually cause it to start bleeding. And as it's an artery, it isn't what you want to happen at home, believe me. That's if people don't know, my fistula for dialysis, hemodialysis, and it's in my right arm. Most people have it in the left, but the veins to make it were better in the right arm. And also, I wouldn't be able to work a dog on the left-hand side, I don't think, if I had it in the left arm. So when they told me the right was better, I said, oh, it's better for me too, because of that. But it does mean that on nights when I've had dialysis, like tonight, I have to try and do everything one-handed with my left hand, and it's not easy, believe me. It's all right to use it the next morning, but lightly. I have to try and take the weight of everything on my left hand now. I can carry things and use my right arm, but anything really heavy, like a big bag of rubbish that's heavy, like that, if it was a bag of stuff that had earth in it, or I don't know, even the cat litter bags, when they use cat litter from 2 litre trays, big ones, I'll try not to have that in my right hand, because I don't really want to risk that. Hoovering's a bit difficult, things like that. But the inconvenience is far outweighed by how much better I'm feeling in myself since I started on that, which was 6 months ago next Friday on the 14th. I'm still not getting the complete full benefit because I'm not on the largest needle yet. I've got one more to come. I think that might be today on Tuesday. I've gone through the smallest needle, the next one up, now I'm going to be on the largest ones. It means they're not longer, but they're thicker. It's not a pleasant experience at all. I will talk about it more another time when I do a proper update. It's not a pleasant experience being needled, believe me. But it's worth it. And also I've got a heavy load of dietary restrictions now and fluid intake. So life is a bit different, but it's better than it was before. So better than it was when I was on the other form of dialysis, or especially at the end when I wasn't really doing it properly. It's much better than now being doing it this way. And when I'm at home, I'm free. I don't have to worry about it. My home is my home again and not some kind of medical centre. I go there to have it done, come home, and that's it until the next time. And because it's Saturday, I get 2 days off. Yay! What am I talking about? Sunday and Monday. Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you there for now, and I will come back sometime soon, hopefully. I want to try and get back into the swing of Audioboo.